The Archbishop.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Matthew.
Amen.
It's a very, very special announcement that is very key for all the bishops, the pastors, all the leaders, and for all our churches. Very special announcement that I make right now, that the great celebrations of the historic visitation of God the Father to his mightiest prophet, and then parallel historic healing and the miracles he brought into this land through the awesome blood of Jesus, this coming Sunday, with very serious worship and the reading of scriptures on how the Lord Jesus healed the different diseases and the different conditions. I repeat that the celebrations, the great celebrations of the healing, of the historic visitation of God the Father to his mightiest prophet, and the unparalleled historic healing miracles he brought into this land through the awesome blood of Jesus continues this coming Sunday with serious worship and the reading of scriptures on how the Lord Jesus healed the different diseases and conditions. These celebrations of the visitation of the Godhead upon his servant, the mightiest prophet of Jehovah, and the release of the latter rain of the Holy Spirit will be for the next 4 months. The bishops, all the pastors, all the people, the entire Church of Christ, that owing to the gravity of this tremendous historic visitation, there will be no end of year and New Year's Eve revival meeting this year. In order to allow for the man of God, the mighty prophet, to give us the interpretation of all the mega visitations that took place in Nakuru. So this is a very, very special announcement to all our churches, that just based on the mightiest, the visitation of the Godhead, of the Father, Jehovah, to his mightiest prophet, and the very unparalleled healing miracles that the Lord God Almighty brought down in this land through the awesome blood of Jesus. This day, so in every church, there will be very serious worship and the reading of scriptures of how the Lord healed the different conditions, the blind, the cripples, the lunatics, any tremendous healings that the Lord brought down. Celebration based on the gravity of the fact that the Godhead visited his mightiest servant, the most dreaded prophet of Jehovah, the most powerful, and he released the latter rain before all, in the eyes of all. This has gravity, and based on that gravity, these celebrations will continue every Sunday for the next 4 months. And that owing to the gravity of the tremendous historic visitation, the man of God, the mighty prophet of the Lord, has already told us that now there will be no end of year, new year revival celebration, revival meeting this year, in order to allow the mightiest prophet of Jehovah to interpret all this great visitation here, that the Lord God Almighty visited his servant, the mightiest prophet, with a dense dark cloud of his presence. And all of you have known that the Lord God Almighty, with the man of God, the Lord the mighty prophet, commanded the heaven and requested for the fire of the Lord. He brought down fire from heaven, and the Holy Spirit rain came down in our eyes. These are great visitations in this land that we must celebrate and celebrate and celebrate. The Lord bless you.